Pensacola Republican Representative Mike Hill wants to repeal gun safety legislation passed by lawmakers after the deadly school shooting last year in Parkland, Florida. He says the measures, including a state ban on bump stocks and a provision to raise the age to purchase a rifle, violate the Second Amendment. He also says firearms aren't the cause of mass shootings. I'm Regan McCarthy. I caught up with Hill while he was waiting for a flight at the busy Atlanta airport, so you might hear a bit of noise behind him while he talks on his cell phone. Hill says mass shootings aren't a problem that can be solved by the government.
Just because an incident takes place doesn't mean that the government has to react. We as a society need to react instead. We need to look at, first of all, it starts at a very early age in school. Well, just because a hyperactive child is now diagnosed as ADHD, when back in my day in the 60s, it was simply that you were told to go sit and time out or calm down. Now they give them drugs, psychotropic drugs, Ritalin, to change their behavior. And then those drugs are continued as they grow older, because it's almost like once they get on it, they can't stop.
Hill claims that's what the majority of mass shooters have in common.
Whenever you see or when you study a mass shooting that has taken place, that those young men have either been on or are currently on prescribed psychotropic drugs. That is the issue.
Hill isn't the only person who thinks that. His statement closely mirrors an article by pro-gun publication Ammoland that's been circulating on social media in the last few weeks. The article reads, quote, "The single largest common factor in all these incidents is the fact that all the perpetrators were either actively taking powerful psychotropic drugs or had been at some point in the immediate past before they committed their crimes," end quote.
That doesn't necessarily seem accurate to me.
Jillian Taranovic is a professor at Florida State University. She's building a database on all mass shootings that have occurred in the U.S. since 1980. She says if over-prescribing psychotropic drugs like Ritalin were a cause of shootings, researchers would expect to see the number of mass shootings increase along with an increase in the use of drugs. But that's not what she sees.
Given the social construction of mass shootings and their visibility, especially in recent years, I think most people would assume that they are in fact increasing. But our data thus far don't really suggest that that's the case. They seem to have been really prevalent in the 1980s and 90s. And over time, we actually see that the trend is quite stable.
Taranovic's counting mass shootings by sifting through media reports and documents from the FBI. She's found more than 800 cases so far. The Ammoland article, which claims all mass shooters in the past 20 years have one thing in common, lists just 39 cases, some of which aren't mass shootings at all. And Taranovic questions how the article's author collected their data.
In my data collection efforts, like, we're relying solely on like publicly available, accessible information. And so to the extent that if we were to code for that in our data, it would be an anecdotal report. So it'd be something in a public case file that was unsealed, or it'd be like in a news report, you know, an account from like a mother or a friend saying like, you know, this person had mental health problems and they took a lot of Ritalin or whatever.
The prescription of all medication is pretty closely protected by HIPAA, and HIPAA doesn't end upon someone's death or incarceration. So I'm curious as to where the data came from, because that's a pretty federally bound secret between a prescriber and the person taking the medication.
Jay Reeve is the CEO of Apalachee Center, a mental health facility in Tallahassee, Florida. He says even if someone were able to collect information about what medicines mass shooters had been prescribed, he hasn't seen any evidence to back up the idea that psychotropic drugs, or drugs used in a psychiatric setting, would cause someone to become a mass shooter.
Yeah, I'm kind of trying to think of what psychotropic medication would have the impact of turning somebody into a serial killer, and I can't think of one. It's just not. Now, that's not to rule out that, but pretty confident in saying that's not something that's popped up in the research anywhere, at this point.
Reeve says it's likely true that someone who's willing to commit a mass shooting is not a person with a healthy mind. But he says being mentally ill or taking psychotropic drugs does not mean someone will become a mass shooter. In some ways, that's similar to what Representative Hill says about guns.
There is no statistical analysis that shows because you confiscate guns from someone with this so-called red flag law, because it is a gun confiscation, there is no study, no evidence at all that that prevents a mass shooting from taking place.
In other words, Hill is saying just because someone has guns does not mean they will commit a mass shooting. Taranovic says when looking at the issue, it's important to understand the idea of cause.
In terms of causation, that's different from correlation in that two things can seem to be really correlated, but it doesn't necessarily mean that one is causing the other. For instance, like ice cream sales and homicide are actually correlated, but we're not saying that ice cream sales cause homicide. Homicides are actually, they're more frequent in the summer. People are outside of their homes more.
The difficult thing is, Taranovic says researchers haven't found a cause for mass shootings.
You know, this is human behavior. It's multifaceted. It's complex. There are biological factors, familial factors, just your individual factors, neighborhood factors, cultural factors, you know, that all come into play to influence how people behave at a point in time.
Taranovic says it's incredibly difficult to predict who is going to become an offender or what would make a person stop offending.
It's complicated to predict that kind of stuff. And so in terms of like causal associations, I think a big trap that policymakers often fall into is trying to find simple solutions to complex problems. And trying to identify or boil down, you know, really complex human behaviors into one or two factors is typically where we go wrong policy-wise.
For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.